Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23. And it reads, "Let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." I'm telling you, he's faithful that promised. And I'm telling you, he's not like man. He's faithful that promised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what we do, we get this word and we let the word do the work. Hallelujah. The word did the work. Did you hear what I said? The word did the work. So guess what he wants us to do? Lay hold on it. And so when we stand up and our family may look a mess. I mean, it may look a mess. It may look a mess. To the point you say, "I know I didn't raise them like that. I know they know better than that." Hold on to the promise. Come on, somebody. Hold on to the promise that not only would he save you, but he saved your house. Hold on to the promise that as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Hold on to the promise. They may be drinking right now, but hold on to the promise that your seed is blessed. Hallelujah. Hold on to the promise. Glory to God. Hold on to the promise. They may be in and by wherever they are. Hold on to the promise. For he's faithful that promised. Come on, somebody shout good hallelujah tonight. Come on, shout good glory to God tonight. He's faithful, that promise. But guess what? Because he loves us, he's here to help us. He's here to help us to not faint. He's here to help us not lose heart. He's here to help us. Hallelujah. Turn to James chapter 1, verse 5. Go back to James. This is what the word says. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberally. How does he give it? And upbraideth it not, and it shall be given him. That throws out the wonder. Well, God, I don't know what I'm going to. Is that faith? Well, God, I don't know how I'm going to do it. Is that faith? What is that, fear? Fear, doubt, unbelief, like Bishop saying. What did he just say? That if you don't know what to do, what you do? What do you do when you don't know what to do? Ask of God. And he said he'll give it freely. I mean, he'll give it freely, and he won't even change his mind about it. So what we do, we stand on the word. You can tell what a person believes. Like I just said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You can tell what they believe. But I hear some saying tonight, well, I do just that. And I've been confessing the word. I get up every morning. I quote it 19,000 times a day. I do that. Is it God's part? Is it God's fault? So what do? The Bible says we're to examine ourselves. Come on, somebody. It didn't say examine Mr. George. It said examine ourselves. And so if something's not happening for you, check your what? Love life. Mark chapter 11, turn there. Mark chapter 11, verse 22 says, have faith in God. Look at somebody and help him. Help me teach that tonight. Say, have faith in God. Now, did I say it like that? Help me out. All right. Say, have faith in God. Come on, put a little in your voice. Come on, say, have faith in God. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, somebody say this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. Somebody say, shall come to pass. Help me say the rest of it. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Did God lie? He said, you can have what you say. He said, you can speak to the mountain. I believe that there's so much power. A lot of people say he's not, and I know he may not be talking about a physical mountain right here, but I believe that God, there's so much power in the word that if he wanted, if there was ever a purpose for that real mountain to go, it would go. But he said, have faith in God. You can speak to the mountain and say, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Where? Doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he says. He said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, And when you stand praying, forgive what you say. Somebody say, what you say. When you stand praying, don't get up there just praying, and you got something against somebody. Look at somebody and say, you got to let that go. Come on, you got to grow up. You got to let that go. Some of us still mad at people that had over something that happened 20 years ago. Come on, let it go. You don't believe me? Some people are sick right now because they held stuff against people for so long. Is it worth it? And so our part is in that. Hey, God, I know Mr. George said something to me that I didn't like. Not Mr. George be clowning back there, though. But anyway, ask Michelle. She'll tell you. But anyway, but I know Mr. George said something I didn't like, but guess what? Because I love Mr. George, I don't know whether he meant it to hurt me or not, but because I love him, I'm going to let it go. I'm not saying that for, that's not the truth, but you know, I'm figuratively saying, but we've held that thing for so long, and it's time to let it go. Look at something, just go and nudge him a little bit. Say, he said, let it go. He said, when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, you know how you can tell you got aught against somebody? Let me get this out right. Da da shamboko something. You know how you can tell you got aught against somebody? See them doing something well and see what kind of thought come up in your mind. Somebody say, it seems like I got a witness in the house. See them doing well and see what happens.